Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The 27 Club is a podcast about famous musicians who died prematurely and sometimes mysteriously at the age of 27. This podcast is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator and host of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Season 2 of The 27 Club launches June 18th, 2020, with 12 episodes on the life and death of Jim Morrison of The Doors. The 27 Club contains adult content and explicit language. You can listen to The 27 Club on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Open your hearts and loosen your butts. It's time for Couples Therapy.
Yeah. This podcast is Andy and Naomi's, where they can both laugh and hang with all their homies, talking excellent vacationing with brunches and cuddling, to messy situationships and conscious and coupling, from Netflix hookups to single them with some Hulu, text, sex, regrets, or feeling on your new jubu. They gon' talk about it, yeah, you are invited, needing therapy, I guarantee, baby, we got it.
It's Couples Therapy, Couples Therapy.
Welcome.
Hey. I was starting with a hey, and you started with a welcome. Let's do it again.
Welcome.
I was going to count into it. Hey, guys, welcome to Couples Therapy. I'm Naomi.
I'm Andy.
And we are a real-life couple. We're a real-life couple of comedians. And on this podcast, we bring you the very best sets of our live show, Couples Therapy, where we have comics who are best friends, lovers, siblings, etc. Do sets together about their relationship.
And we talk about our relationship. We delve in, we get into our hearts, like little tiny, like inner space, the movie with Martin Short.
I'm familiar.
Where he shrinks down to a tiny man.
Oh, is that what happens?
Yes.
I'm not familiar. You guys, I have to tell you about an incident that happened on the way up to the studio. Andy, I'm sharing it with you. I'm sharing it with our listeners. It was just a little weird.
Yeah. You said, I got something to talk about. I walked into the studio and I was like, oh, Naomi, what are we going to, and you're like, shut up, shut your mouth, shut your white face.
I did not say shut your white face, but I did say I'm on it. Okay, so we record at our lovely studio here in Hollywood, and I was trying to buzz myself into the building and it wasn't working. But just as I was trying to figure it out and buzz myself in, a white woman comes up with her dog.
How old?
40s maybe.
Okay.
And so, you know, she's kind of, even though I see she does have her key fobbed into the building, she's like kind of hanging back. Because usually people's like, they just go in and they don't, you know, they go about their business. But I was like, oh, sorry. At first I thought I was holding her up. And then I realized she had a key fob. So I was like, oh, you're just waiting for me to do something. So finally she lets herself in and she's like, well, I guess if you live here, you can be in here. And I was like, oh, well, I'm going up to the podcast studio on the fourth floor. She was like, there's a podcast studio? And I was like, yes, How Stuff Works.
She's bougie. She's bougie is what I'm trying to.
No, she was very sporty. She was very sporty, giving me like a cargo short tank vibe, had a really cute dog, short hair.
I don't know how to place this woman.
Because
first I imagined like a kind of like very well-to-do, like Upper West Side lady.
No, she wasn't giving you like pearls and clenched butt.
And then when you said sporty, my first thought was like, oh, she's like a Lululemon housewife.
Not even that. No, I would never call that sporty. I would call that leisurely. But she was sporty. And so then we're on the top floor So I press that button. She presses the button for the third floor. So we're in there. The door's open to the third floor. And she's like, oh, in the elevator, we're chit-chatting. She's like, oh, I want to come see it. I want to come see the space. Mm-hmm. And I just thought she meant like sometime in the world, like would love to check out what's going on. And so when the elevator doors open to the third floor where she lives, she was like, I was like, oh, it's your floor. She goes, oh no, I want to come up now. It was like, okay. So we come upstairs. I open the door. There's a recording in progress, so it's empty, which is like not looking good for me. Because now I'm thinking she's going to think I've now tried to break in. But seeing is, you know, I open the door and I was like, oh, look, here are the pictures of the podcast on the wall. That is the podcast I'm on. I suddenly found myself trying to defend my existence in an office, in a room that I come into every week. And then I can't tell if it's just your whiteness comes with baggage. You can't be a white woman coming at me and just being it's not going to just be inquisitive, even if you are being inquisitive.
Oh, see, because I immediately don't read that as inquisitive. I read that as she was checking up on you.
Well, of course, but I'm trying to give the benefit of the doubt because it doesn't serve me to get defensive.
By the way, I'm going to take a picture of like how you're dressed right now, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, I just want to see,
you're like dressed in
I'm giving you houndstooth today, which says, not aggressive. Houndstooth says, unlike you, Caucasia. And yet, she gave me some attitude. She suddenly needed to know what I was doing and where I was going in a way where I was like, what? And then no one was up here. So I was like, this is it. And then she tried to make a little chit chat and was like, okay, great. I'll come by some other time then. But it was like, you know, again, I have nothing to hide. I'm not doing anything. So part of me is like, all right, we could play this game all the way until the fucking studio starts, until the recording starts. You know, you want to do all this? You can sit up in here and watch.
What's that website where you type stuff on your about your neighbors?
Oh, next door.
Yeah. She's like probably on next. She's like, a black woman tried to get into the studio. She tried to get into the building today. She said there's a studio.
Is there? Someone will have to follow up and fact check this statement.
What are these podcasts? Are they videos? So my parents think, by the way.
That podcast or videos. So I was very like, I was in here a little bit. As soon as Andy came in, I was like, I got to tell you about some of this. Okay. Because I had feelings. And I was like, you know, again, it doesn't serve me to get all salty. And there wasn't anything I was doing. But I did think to myself, what do you think I'm doing in here with my big ass yellow purse, my houndstooth sweater, and a damn Skechers sneaker? Do I look like a thief? Honestly, I almost feel like impressed that she could even see that in me. I was like, the mental gymnastics you have to do to see my bespectacled ass is a threat.
Microaggressions.
A true micro leading to macro.
I had to settle on that because I was really in my head trying to think of like, how do I portmanteau the word private investigator with racist? It just doesn't work. Because that's what she is. She's like scoping out any time like a black person goes near her. She's like trying to, excuse me, are you supposed to be in this Kroger's?
Kroger's. I love the shout out to Kroger. But I was like, it was so weird. And I was just like,
is that a Midwest supermarket?
Yeah. But I was really like, ain't that about a bitch? That's how I felt when she was giving me all that.
Like she's visiting Harlem and she's like, yeah, every black person she walks past, which at this point is not a lot, but
oh, the shade.
She's like, are you supposed to be in this neighborhood?
Where's your apartment?
Which, to be fair, there are a lot of white people walking around Harlem saying that at this point. So,
but it was funny because at first I was like, oh, this is weird. But then as soon as we got into the studio, I was a little like, oh, I wish someone was here to vouch for me. And that's when I got really pissed because I was like, people are not here to make sure she knows I'm not a liar. What the fuck I care what this white devil thinks?
You should always have like either your Comedy Central half hour or your Two Dope Queens HBO set or like a reel of you on Single Parents or something on your phone and just be like, excuse me? Just like pull that out.
Oh my God, absolutely not. Can you imagine? Because then like she would be filming me for her eventual, what would you call it? Like, we would call her like Loft Lucy.
Oh, I was going to say Private Investigator Patty.
Private Investigator Patty, Loft Lucy, Podcast Patty. I don't know, something where it's like she's coming at it. But
Podcast
anyway,
Pamela.
You're so much better at that than I am. So that's where I was at. And you know what? I'm just like, I'm off of it. I'm off of it. I'm doing fine. And I'm ready to give our listeners a beautiful live set. Are you?
I am very excited because these are old friends of ours.
Near and dear to our hearts. This first set we are bringing you is from Will Miles and Julia Rozzi. They are comedians, writers, live-in lovers, and co-hosts of the podcast Hopefully We Don't Break Up. Will's written for The Chris Gethard Show and appeared on Crashing and Difficult People. Julia's been on Night Train, on Stars, This Is Not Happening on Comedy Central, and Chelsea Lately. So you gonna love this. Give it up for Will and Julia.
Roll it.
Hi.
What's up?
Just a quick thing about Thanksgiving. I fucking love making Thanksgiving dinner. I love it. I love ripping all the shit out of the turkey. I love massaging it with a ton of olive oil. You know, it's what I use.
Italians.
Yeah. So you're talking about like white Thanksgiving and black Thanksgiving. I'm like, you haven't even had Thanksgiving until you have had Italian Thanksgiving.
That's true.
My mom literally was like,
it's middle ground, I think.
Like a in between black
and
white?
Yeah, there's like, y'all oversalt shit too, which is dope.
Yeah. And then I pour wine on everything.
Yeah. But I do. Your green beans might be cold, right? No.
What?
No. Hell no.
How?
I blaspheme. I'm sorry.
We've been together over 4 years. Yeah. And you just asked. Yeah, you acted like I would ever serve a fucking cold green bean.
Who makes cold green beans here?
Yeah, in the summer.
In the summer,
not
I've
for
never
a
heard of that.
Dinner party.
Really? Wait. I've never had a cold green bean in my life.
It's our biggest fight we've ever had. Well, enough about what a great cook I am. So this is us, and great show.
Great TV
show.
Yeah, we love that show.
NBC. And free advertising for that. No. So Will and I would, you know, we're a pretty good couple, and I think what works... For okay. us, one of the wonderful things, what I've learned in this relationship is that the key to a happy relationship is to have the exact opposite anxieties. Because if you have the same anxieties, you're fucked. Like, you cannot, we have the things that I am, like, stay up at night crying, clawing my face about, he's like, cool. And then the things that bother him, I'm like, you're crazy. Like, we do not have the same anxieties, and it's
not
wonderful.
At all. But we do both have severe anxiety.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is important to note. But
yeah. So there's like no judgment when one of us is rocking in the corner. Yeah. So we get it. But
it's just a lot of, I use weed a lot to, I don't know. Maybe I just use weed a lot is where I was going with that.
To exist.
But it like quells all the anxieties I have. We have like, I hate open spaces. I grew up in a city in Chicago, and I'm like, I'm not used to like long highways and all that weird shit you guys deal with out here with like where you can drive on the highway and not put your foot on the brake for a long time. That drives me in. I can't do it.
Like, and I hate small spaces. Yeah. Like I hate feeling trapped when we like kind of, you know, like if he like hovers over me, I'm like, I'm calling the police. Like freak. I just don't like small. Yeah. And I learned I shouldn't. And even if I'm like joking, like that's not cool. And so for those of you listening, Will is black. And so I have learned a lot. And so I, but we went to Palm Springs. It was so cute because we went to Palm Springs like a month ago.
Our favorite trip in the
world. Favorite
trip
was well, here's the thing, because it was impromptu. And my anxiety comes from planning. Right? I need to find the best deal. I need to look up where we're going to... I need all the planning, right? And I don't want to do gender roles, but it does feel like a girl thing. But this, we just woke up on a Tuesday. We're like, let's go to Palm Springs tomorrow. So,
which is more my speed. I've never planned anything, and I'm surprised I'm here right now.
Yes. also, he's going out of town in a week and still hasn't bought his tickets.
That's true.
And it is...
Two different cities. I still haven't planned it at all. Yeah.
Every bit of self-control for me to not get the tickets for him, but I'm like, he's gonna learn a lesson. And so, anywhoosies, we drive to Palm Springs, and I am driving there, and I end up in, it's the fast lane, the carpool lane, but it's between two barriers.
That's construction going on or something?
No, it wasn't even that. It was just they want to, I don't know, punish you for being in the fast lane and make you feel trapped and like you're going to die. And so I was between two, like almost like little short walls. And I was driving, I was like, I can't. And I was like, I was freaking out. And Will's like, what? This is great. Like, we're in this like cozy space. No one
it was awesome.
Can hurt us. And he
if I would, I'd sleep between two wooden boards like Temple, like Temple Grandin. I don't know.
It's like, it's like a fucking coffin. And so there was no choice. I had to continue. So I made it through and I was very freaked out. But then on the ride home,
we started driving in the.
You drove.
I started driving from Palm Springs. If you've ever been to Palm Springs, driving back, you have to pass like those windmills. I call them Indiana windmills because I'm from Chicago. I don't know if I've said that enough.
Yeah, said it twice. We can all, everyone take a drink whenever Will talks about Chicago. I wish he loved me as much as he loved Chicago, but.
Impossible.
Literally yells Chi-Town when he comes. Anyways.
It's written above our bed. I just read it. But no, so we're driving and we pass like the windmill area and I can just tell already. I'm like, all right, I don't see any end to this and I can't deal with not seeing any end to this. Well, so I started like freaking out
can I do your impression
of
you freaking out?
Yeah, because like, you know, this is me now. This is me all the time.
So this tone that Will has. So I think I mentioned I was Italian. And so I am very good at emoting. And my levels change. And my hands move. And my eyebrows get thicker, you know, as I get angrier. And I'm very animated as I feel. Will, his tone stays this, right? So he's driving and he's like, hey. And I was like, what? He goes, poof, I am having a panic attack. And I'm like, really? Because you're doing like a peace sign and you have sunglasses on out of nowhere and you look real cool. You know, he's like, I am freaking out. Wow, this is, oh boy, I am really, I'm going to lose my mind. Yeah, okay, we're going to die. And I was like, wow, I would have never guessed. He's like, and then you pulled over so I could drive.
Yeah, yeah.
And luckily I can drive. I like driving in open spaces. So like, look at that yin and yang. Like we are a perfect fit. But what's so funny is that sometimes you've had those very cool panic attacks and then later been like, I don't understand how you couldn't tell that I was really upset. And I was like, because you were like napping while you were having a panic attack. And I'm literally rolling on the floor, pounding, going, why?
In my head, I'm like really emoting though, but all that comes out is like this tone.
Wait, but
I don't know.
But what, like, there's been many moments in our relationship where I was like, I love you even more. And one of them was when you tell me the elevator story, which is weird because elevator is a small space. So I can't even. Elevators, subway, like if a subway fucking stalls for 30 seconds, I'm like, where am I going to pee? Do I have any snacks? Like all the things happen.
It was like a lot of things though. I was 19 in, again, Chicago. But you know what it is also? I realized like white people have countries, black Americans have cities. that's all, as far as I can go back. So it's like Chicago's the greatest. But
oh, God.
I got too sad. Come on. That's.
Yeah.
Have you guys not been here for 400 years? But so like I'm in this, it's DePaul University. It's in the north side of Chicago. And we're leaving our friend's place. And we had been smoking a lot of weed in his dorm. And like just a fun fact, David from Real World was there. And he was singing the guy who goes, dweet abu, dweet abu, dweet. I thought that was cool. I was like, I can't believe this guy's in the room with us. But he was like an RA at DePaul. So I guess the Real World paid really well. But... So we're leaving that dorm and we're smoking all this weed and we get, like we still have weed and it's the rest of the country, so like it's not legal and it was also like 20 years ago or something, but we're getting in the elevator, it's like four of us, five of us from high school, we're all visiting our friend and the elevator just stops and it was frightening. So I look around, I'm like, why is nobody else freaking out right now? I'm like, you guys, the elevator stopped. We're trapped here. We all have weed on us. We're high. And it could probably didn't help that I was that high, but I punched through the light and hid my weed up top there. So I was like, all right, if they come get us, they're not going to find the weed. But all they would have had to do was like ask, and I would have been like, it's right there. I'm sorry. So sorry. But so we're trapped for maybe 30, 45 minutes in my head.
Oh, is that long?
I really think it was only 10, but
okay.
I certainly thought it was 45. All my friends have said it was only like 10, 15 minutes, but
that's 10, 15.
It's still
too
long.
Yeah,
right?
It's too
long. But all they said was after like maybe 1:30, I was in the corner with my shirt off, rocking back and forth, saying, when are we going to get out of here?
The
We're never going to get out of here.
I want to know. I bet, though, if that were to happen now, which, oh, God, I hope it never happens.
Oh, God. I'm,
you would be calm because I would be 10 times more freaked out than that.
Only because I would have to be, but I'm good with, like, helping someone else in a crisis because it gets me off the fact that I'm also in a crisis.
But, like, so my anxiety is, why is everyone mad at me? That's one.
Yeah.
I feel a lot of shame and guilt. And I'm like, was I born without all the Pagesty instruction manual? Because everyone else seems cool and I'm dying. And so those are... dying inside. And so mine are all about like personal, you know, sort of self-esteem, paranoid thinking, that kind of shit. That's where my anxiety comes from. But yours is very much based in danger and health.
Yeah.
Like you're a huge hypochondriac.
Big time.
And I do also, I will say this, and I don't want to
I think I have
a
brain tumor right now, by the way.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
But you will like, I don't want to do gender stereotypes, but I do think it is funny because I will get a cold and I'll be like, well, I guess I have to keep on going. You get a cold and you are like, well, I guess this is the last time I'm going to see you. And it's like, so you're such a pussy when you get a cold. And
WebMD.
I'm like, wow, there's a little bit of snot dripping out of your nose. Once a month, blood drips out of my vagina. And it is, and I deal with it. And I can't even, your nose backwards. I have to stand upright and still exist in the world. Maybe that was a different tangent and had nothing to do with this.
No, that's good.
But I'd
be terrible at that. I'm gonna I wouldn't be able to do it.
But what's funny, so we have, we put on our phones, we have we can see each other's location. And it's not because we think we're cheating or whatever. It's for safety because one night when we were living in New York, I was 15 minutes late? 10.
I don't know.
It
was
wasn't very long.
It probably wasn't that long.
It wasn't that long, but I was getting off the train.
I have abandonment issues.
Yeah. But I get off the subway, and I know the people in the podcast can't see me, but I see this man kind of like, doo-doo-doo, just sort of like, cool strolling, you know what I mean? Like very chill through the street, but zigzagging. And I was like, Will? And he goes, oh, hey, hi. And it was like near our house. And I was like, what are you doing? He goes, oh, well, you were supposed to be home 15 minutes ago. And you weren't. But so I just sort of just kind of like was looking to find your body. And like, but he was like cool stroll, like just like skittily scat, scat, you know? And so we have the location settings on our phone for partially for that reason. But then my reason for check, so you check it to see if I'm dead.
Yeah.
I check it.
Because your phone will tell me.
Yeah. I check it because I have so much anxiety about like getting to places on time before they close and like, you know, booking tickets in advance. So I'll check his phone because he'll be like, yeah, I'll be home in like 10 minutes for us to go to dinner. And I check his phone and he's 2 hours away. And that's when I start to have a panic attack because I'm like, oh, he's playing a trick on me because the whole world is out to get me. Like that is where my anxiety comes
in. I will say also people do ask, do you have that on because you're worried about her cheating? I'm like, no, it'd be actually very comforting if she was with another dude right now. I'd know she was safe if she was over that house.
So is that my loophole?
Yeah. If you're safe, it's fine.
All right. So if anyone wants to have sex so that my boyfriend knows I'm safe.
Whenever I'm out of town only.
Let me know. That was a weird way to end it. Okay.
Super weird.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you. We love you guys.
Hey, guys. It's Bobby Bones. I host the Bobby Bones Show. And I'm pretty much always sleepy because I wake up at 3:00 in the morning. A couple hours later, I get all my friends together and we get into a room and we do a radio show. We share our lives, we tell our stories, we try to find as much good in the world as we possibly can, and we look through the news of the day that you'll care about. Also, your favorite country artists are always stopping by to hang out and share their lives and music too. So wake up with a bunch of my friends on Big 104.7 in Pittsburgh or wherever the road takes you on the iHeartRadio app.
Welcome back, friends, listeners, countrymen.
From whatever country you're in.
Naomi, you and I have, I don't think we have complementary anxieties. I think we just are both balls of anxiety and we affect each other in different ways.
Yeah, I don't think they complement. We have the same. I think I'm more like, I'm just outward with my anxiety and yours is internal because it seems like you're stable, But then, like, I'll talk to you and you'll say some shit and I'll be like, oh, you crazy too.
Yeah. I just don't. But I'm a little more emotive than Will. But one of the things that you get anxiety about is planning. We talked last episode about Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And even though we have a Thanksgiving plan.
Yes.
This is Thanksgiving week. I thought maybe we'd talk about why I so need to have a nice Thanksgiving, because I've had plenty of sad Thanksgivings.
Yeah?
Well, not plenty, too.
But they deeply affected you. You carry them with you to this day.
Yes. As someone who, like, doesn't have a lot of vices,
mm-hmm.
the ones, you know, that revolve around, like, food, I need those to be perfect.
Yeah.
Right? Because I don't do drugs. I don't drink. I'm not a promiscuous lad.
Well, thank God.
But I'm just saying that I'm not, you know, there's, but, like, when I want a potato chip, I want it to be the best potato chip.
Kettle, baby.
When I want a soda, I don't want your regular Diet Cokes. I want your fancy sodas. I want your Trader Joe's blood orange, Italian blood orange soda.
Italian, but you can get it at TJ, so how Italian can it be?
Right. Well, it's,
but you need,
I mean,
that. Yes, I,
yeah,
get it.
That's,
you
like
need
Olive Garden Italian.
You need,
but
it.
But still, it's orange soda. It's basically like Orange Crush. Yeah.
But it's blood orange.
But, like, it looks bougie.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, you got me. I'm entranced. So when it comes to Thanksgiving, I need it to be the best Thanksgiving. And I have had some sad ones. I wrote down when I'm like, when you were like, what do you want to talk about? I wrote, ghost of sad Thanksgivings past.
Ooh.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Maybe by communicating this, I mean, you knew that these things happened, but maybe by, like, communicating this to you in this studio here, which is a little bit like our actual couples therapy.
Oh, no.
Except Anna doesn't talk to us like James does.
She will not take sides.
I thought maybe you would, like, you're focused, you're listening, you will really take in why these were sad.
Right, and we are being recorded, so I will have to respond in a measured, open way. Go ahead.
I'm going to change names of people so that no one's feelings are hurt. But a couple years ago, when we were still living in New York, I got a job out here and moved out here for a couple months. And one of those months was November. And I'm like, I'm not flying home for Thanksgiving.
Right.
So my friend, let's call her Janet.
Yeah, sure.
It's a good name. She invites me over to her apartment. She's like, oh, we're having a Thanksgiving here. And it's a kind of a potluck, so bring something. And I'm, as you may have heard last episode, I love mashed potatoes. So I'm like, I better bring the mashed potatoes.
Right.
Because no one's going to make them the way I want them made. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're going to make them with some, like, weird, you know, gravy from, like, squirrel gravy. I don't know. Some
squirrel,
like,
gravy. Who do you think these people are? Are you
hobos?
On the frontier?
Yeah, no, I thought maybe they were hobos. You know?
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and
yeah,
you know what?
Yeah.
This wasn't far. Tip my hat, but these were close to hobos. This kind of, like, if there had been an oil drum fire and some kind of boot soup,
yeah,
I would not have been surprised. But she invites me over. Again, she's also, like, a friend of mine still. She's very nice, just so that's out there. And there's no table.
You cannot be inviting people over to meals with no table. When you and I did not have a dining table in New York, I never wanted to invite people over. Or you can come over to, like, watch a program, but you can't be telling somebody, I'm going to have you to dinner, and you got to put your damn plate on your lap. Okay.
To be fair, you don't ever want to have anyone over.
Correct. But at least I now have what I need should somebody roll up and need a hot meal.
True. So, no table. I believe paper plates. Fine. I get it.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame you. I ain't trying to do them dishes.
But, well, hey, right now, I don't know what you're doing, but when I listen to podcasts, I'm doing the dishes. It's a great time to, like, really connect with whatever podcast you're listening to.
Well, that is
get your hands warm. I got cold hands, everyone.
Oh, my God. I got cold. You know, Andrew's a lace boy. That's what we call. He's delicate.
Human doily. So I'm not going to ding her for that. I'm just, like, trying to paint a picture. But, like, everything's kind of just on the stove. Or just, like, in, again, no, you can't, like, there's no presentation.
You wanted a sense of occasion. It was, after all, a holiday.
Yes.
It was, after all, a holiday. Yes. All right. I see what you were telling me.
And her boyfriend at the time was, I believe, some kind of drug addict. And he finished his meal as quickly as possible. Let's say it's one of those upper drugs. And retired to the bedroom to snort or smoke whatever it is, whatever tickled his fancy.
Yeah. So there's, like, a dude doing his drugs in the bedroom while everyone else kind of balances their mashed potato and green salad on their knees.
Yeah. In my mind, now this is not really what it was like, but in my mind it was like, if you remember one of the later seasons of Breaking Bad, I think Jesse Pinkman goes to visit a meth house where a couple has, like, stolen a ATM. And they're trying to break into it, and it's in their house, and everything's, like, decrepit, and there's, like, a dirty child walking around wishing for a sandwich. That's not really what it was like, but it wasn't far off.
It evoked the same vibe.
Yes.
You were getting feelings of that vibe.
I'll tell you what, I went home from that Thanksgiving and vowed to the gods of Thanksgiving, to Turkey Tom and his pals, that I would never have a sad Thanksgiving again. But then I did.
What was the next one?
The tradition of my family is old family friends of ours who will be invited to our wedding, so I will keep them anonymous. Well, there's nothing wrong. They did nothing wrong in this.
But it was the expectation you had going in, which was dashed.
Yes.
Because I was here for this. This was in our relationship time.
We went to Reading for Thanksgiving. And, you know, every year we go to this family friends for Thanksgiving. And there's a wonderful spread. You come in, Naomi? They got pretzels. They got little chocolates for you. Maybe some crudité.
I don't do pre-Thanksgiving eating, so I don't understand. For me, it's about stretching out the stomach several days before. The day of, you are truly keeping the body light, empty, and then prepare to take in everything come 4 p.m. Continue.
Then me and their children, who are around our same age, we play video games, or we throw the pigskin out in the back.
Mm.
Or maybe some bad, you know, it's real traditional. Again.
Real cute.
I want one thing in my life to be some kind of tradition.
Yes, yes. And I remember because we were going to go and you kept talking it up. It's going to be so fun. It's going to be so great. We always go here. This is our first time going to Pennsylvania as opposed to staying in New York and doing it at my mom's house. So this was like, you had been talking it up and then we get there.
And here's the deal. Their family is not full of comedians. And so all their children got married, have normal jobs, got married, and have children.
Right. The family's big.
Their family expanded beyond what their house could handle.
Right.
So instead we went to, what is it, Greystoke Mansion?
We went to a restaurant to
catered.
Eat.
Well, no, it's like a place like my prom was there.
A beautiful event space doing a Thanksgiving special thing.
Yes.
And I recall Andy being livid. When he found out about it, I believe the day of, or if not the night before, he was just like, what? Why? If I had known that, we wouldn't have come.
I punched a hole in the window of my parents' house.
You had so much anger.
Imagine what kind of psychotic I would be. We would not be together still. There's no way if would have like done something psychotic like that. You're not the kind of person who's like, he's just a man.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. Part of what I like about you is that you could never raise a hand to me or anything.
Hmm.
You have a sweet round face and soft hands, okay? And that's what I'm here for.
Hmm.
That's what keeps me in it day after day.
I mean, I don't want the alternative is like, he's a violent monster. I don't want that. Can we split the difference where he's like, he's kind of manly sometimes?
Oh, no. Yes, of course.
All right. So, you know, it was, again, it's fine. I'm there for the camaraderie. I love these family friends. Like seeing my parents. There was mashed potatoes.
Right.
There were rolls and butter. It was right. fine. But it just did not fill. It did not fill in. Look, I'm empty inside. I really need some things to fill in the void. And Thanksgiving, a traditional Thanksgiving is one of those things.
I understand. I understand. What I do like about, I mean, what I like most about Thanksgiving is the ability to eat a large meal, very quickly unbutton one's pants and sit on a couch. You know, you don't get that option when you're at a restaurant. I also love the next day reheating that food, eating it through the weekend. When you go to a restaurant, you don't get that option. This is the one time a year where I get to eat these things. I'm not having Yamalo on a Tuesday in February. I'm having Yamalo Thanksgiving weekend.
It's the one day we get to not feel shame about eating a lot.
Ugh, it's literally the one time of the year the rest of the world eats like I do. You know, the week up to Thanksgiving is my truly best life. It is when you can run into someone and have conversations about food. You're sharing an excitement. What are you making? What are you having? What are you going to do to it? How are you going to make it? That's the kind of convo I want to have with most people. But it's normally frowned upon. 1 week in the year, you get to get into it.
So you get it.
Yeah, but I don't need other people to be around.
But I need them. Here's the thing. I need the shame to be dispersed. I need it to be diffused among all the people. The more people there are, the less shame I feel. Does that make sense?
To me, if no one's there to see it, then there's nothing to be ashamed of. You know, if a tree overeats in a forest.
Oh, no.
And there's no one there, has the tree really binged?
I'll still feel shame, even if I'm alone. But among other people, it can. I'm like, oh, you're eating just as much as I am, so you don't get to judge me.
I guess I get it.
Because on my own, I'll just judge myself, and there's no mirrors.
All right, well, at least this year you're going to get a little bit of that. We'll have like two or four people, and you'll get to diffuse the shame, but I won't have to cook everything, so... I'm looking forward to Thursday with you, darling.
We're holding hands right now. Everything is tender. And we'll be right back after this.
All right, here we go. This is DJ Vlad. And I'd like you to check out the Vlad TV podcast, launching on June 17th. Since 2008, Vlad TV has been giving you hard-hitting, no-holds-barred interviews with some of the biggest rappers, singers, actors, professional athletes, former criminals, and everyone in between. We've interviewed celebrities like The Baby, Cardi B, Migos, Lil Baby, Doja Cat, Omarion, WWE Champion Mark Henry, 21 Savage, Warren Sapp, DC Young Fly, Fat Joe, Danny Trejo, and Charlamagne, and many, many more. We have regular guests like rap legend Boosie, media titan Nick Cannon, comedy legend DL Hughley, and NBA champion John Sally. We're the only ones brave enough to ask the questions that everyone else is too scared to ask. And when we interview someone, it becomes their biggest interview ever. So listen to the Vlad TV podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, you guys. Ugh, all that talk about Thanksgiving's got me ready. I'm telling you, I believe in stretching the stomach, preparing the body, and then really going hard. You know who else goes hard? This next duo we got for you. These two funny, funny cats. We love them. This next set.
A plus segue.
Thank you very much. This next set is from Sophia, Alexandra, and Dave Rankin. They are best friends and two of the three co-hosts of the podcast Reality Bites. B-Y-T-E-S. Okay? You get it? Puns, baby. You may have also seen Sophia on This Is Not Happening on Comedy Central.
Ooh.
Yeah.
With Julia.
Indeed. If you haven't, look it up. You guys, get ready for a dope set from Sophia and Dave.
Roll it.
Hey, you guys. I'm Sophia Alexandra.
I'm Dave Rankin.
And we're best friends.
Besties, 8 years.
That's right. Adults in their 30s who are best friends.
Yep.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. We've been best friends for like what?
Eight years. July 17th, 2010. But
who's counting?
Who's
though?
Counting? Facebook is. That's how I know that.
Yeah, that is. It reminds us every year. We became friends because we both did a bringer show at the Comedy Store.
If you're not familiar, bringer shows are where you beg your friends to come to your comedy show.
Because you're starting out, you don't know any better. You don't know that you don't have to recruit people.
We begged our friends to come tonight.
Yeah, you're like, no, you have to come. It's $10 and you have to buy 2 drinks.
And then we became best friends.
Yeah, and we became best friends. And the first time we hung out on the beach because I was like, I don't know if he's going to try to fuck me.
Yeah, you didn't trust me.
Yeah, I didn't trust him at all. I was like, if we're on a beach, like, it's a public place. If he tries to fuck me, I can, like, scream for help. It was daylight. You know, people would have had my back. So the women are in here laughing because they're like, ah, I'm also low-key afraid of getting murdered.
It was weird, though, because, like, I would think after one time at the beach that she would be like, oh, like, this guy's cool. He's not trying to fuck me. But she did, like, 3 times at the beach. That's kind of weird.
I don't trust
I didn't
men,
get to the house until, like, 4 or 5 times.
Yeah. I'm like, no, before you make it inside my apartment, I need to be, like, triple sure you're not going to fuck me. And it's great. We've been friends for 8 years. Yep. Have not tried to fuck each other. Pretty amazing stuff. We don't. We're not attracted to each other. Okay. Yeah, I'm like, you guys don't want to clap for us? Yeah, okay. Look what I'm bringing to the table.
I know what you're bringing.
I know this is a podcast, but damn, come on. I'm so fine, you can probably hear it. Am I right? Am I right, audience? Yeah. What's up? Just, there's very few claps. It's very sad for me. So one of the things that brings us together is we love music.
Yeah.
And that's resulted in us having, like, we have songs that we sing throughout our friendship to each other.
Okay, yeah.
It's pretty cute.
Sometimes she'll call, if she calls or I call sometimes, instead of just saying what's up, we say,
we'll go, hey, boo, boo, how are you? How are you? Boo, boo, boo.
Yeah, they think we're in love.
All right. Okay. We'll leave.
Cool.
I know. No one cares for this.
We like music. I mean...
We go to a lot of hip hop concerts together. True. Me, Dave, and my husband, Max, who's in the audience. Shout out to Max.
We've seen Vince Staples this year, Kendrick, and Big Boy. And
who haven't? Lupe Fiasco. We've seen everybody.
Yeah,
but our favorite concert of all time has to be
Drake versus Lil Wayne. Yeah.
Okay. That was the first hip hop concert at the Hollywood Bowl ever. I know. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
What?
We went as Lil Wayne fans, really.
Yeah, we went because we want to support Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne, we're big.
We were like, Drake, he can fuck himself.
Yeah.
But Lil Wayne needs us.
But then Drake did this section.
So, okay, this is so funny. Okay, so the whole concept of the tour was you download an app on your phone and you vote on who won the concert, Lil Wayne or Drake, right? And we didn't download an app because we're in our 30s. Yep. We're like, why would we do this? We didn't do that. But everyone in their 20s voted, so Drake... naturally
and they all
the
love
show,
Drake. Everyone loved Drake.
They can fuck themselves. Because this was the funniest thing ever. So Drake did this, you guys. Okay, it's the Hollywood Bowl. A pole came down, okay? Drake went on top of the pole. The pole floated on top of around the audience. Into the audience. And he would point at people and do like low-key crowd work where he'd be like, hey, what's up, man in white hat? I see you. I love you, man. You'd be like, what's up, girl in white t-shirt with long hair? I see you. He'd be like, what's up, guy with black girlfriend? I see you.
That's right.
It was so weird. It was a stripper pole, and he was just attached to it and floating over the audience.
I want to do that
doing
my stand-up.
Crowd work. It was crazy.
I want to do my stand-up, but instead of like singing R&B, I'm just going to do like self-deprecating dick jokes, you know?
Just while floating over the audience.
Yeah.
It was so nuts. We loved it so much. That was the best show.
That was our best.
Yeah, so like, really, he makes me a ton of mix CDs because
Now they definitely think we're in love.
Yeah, we're in love. It's really only because I'm the only person that has a CD player.
She's the last person on earth to get Spotify, so I'm still making CDs.
Yeah, he's making me fucking CDs.
If anyone
CDs.
Wants a mix CD, hit me up after the show.
This guy.
Yo, we got to tell him about... waterfalling.
Oh shit, waterfalling. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So we smoke a lot of weed. That's basically
what's up.
All right. So we were hanging out for years and years and years, and from Max, her husband just knew us as working together. She'd come over all the time.
Work on jokes.
Remember the one time Max came over to be like,
hung out with both of us. Yeah. It took 10 minutes. He was like, this is terrible.
Yeah, we just get high and eat pizza.
And he was just like, this is truly dumb. And he left.
And yeah, he laughed real fast.
He's like, I don't want to be a part of this.
Yeah, this is, you guys are lame.
But yeah, so what we do is we get high, we go to Astro Burger.
Yeah.
Or anywhere else that has a jukebox, but The nearest to his place was Asherburger.
Yeah.
So what we do is we put in enough money to play TLC's Waterfalls.
Three times in a row.
Three times.
But what you got to do is you got to time it right. You got to walk up to the counter after you
order
put it
your
in.
Food.
And then you put in your food. You load it up. So you're there as Waterfalls
as
is playing
it's
the first
the
time.
The first time it comes on, everyone's like, oh, pretty fuck good, yeah. TLC, yeah. Waterfalls. People yeah. are like, fuck yeah.
But then the countdown move. Begins because you got to get your food
get your
as
food.
The second one starts playing
be
right
like, oh.
up again.
People are like, oh, second time Waterfalls. That's crazy.
People start getting a little pissed
like,
off.
Okay. But then they're like, you know what? It's still a good song. It's still a good song.
Yeah, they're not that happy
they're
about
like, yeah,
it.
That's fine. Third time Waterfalls.
Now you
got
no. You have
on.
To have your food. We take it to go.
Yeah, we. By the you, time the third Waterfalls.
But what
comes
we do
on,
is, yeah, you hold on to the food.
We're outside the window,
and then
looking
you walk
in,
outside,
and then you're just eating your fries and you're watching.
Yeah, yeah.
As people get so angry,
we watch it from the car. For
you're
like,
watching people break up. They're
so
like,
pissed.
Fuck you
again.
They yeah. don't know what's wrong. But it's that they've been waterfalled.
They've been waterfall, bitch.
Waterfall, motherfuckers. We call this waterfalling.
Yeah.
We do
they,
it all the time.
They no longer have the song Waterfalls at the Santa Monica Boulevard Astro Burger.
Yep.
Took it out.
Took it out of the jukebox.
So now we hit them with
Rock Lobster.
Three times in a row.
You think you fucking got us? Yeah. No, bitch. We're back.
I highly recommend waterfalling
also,
people.
And okay. What else did you want to mention? Do you want me to check my phone?
Man.
Okay. We wanted to mention that, okay, I dress Dave.
Oh. Yo.
So the
these
pants. My husband used to wear.
Yeah. I wear her husband's old clothes. She's married to a man who wears them for years, and then I wear them for
again.
Many more years.
Yeah.
We're the same size,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. My husband's name is Max Bornstein, so we call this Vintage Bornstein.
Vintage Bornstein.
And the top half is current Ross Dress for Less.
Yes.
And I just buy those shirts, and I drop them off.
Yo,
at
she
his
cuts
house.
My hair, too.
And I cut his
I
hair.
Am her son.
Not this haircut.
I am young.
This haircut, not me.
No, I did
I do
this
a
one.
Way better job. He
I did
this
one. I'm sorry.
He did this butchery
this one's
himself.
Not good. Yeah,
you
awful.
Can't hear it on the podcast, but it sounds lame as fuck if you could hear it. It's not that good. And okay.
Yeah, dresses me.
So I dress you. What else?
I make her mixes. She dresses me.
Thank you guys so much. I've been so feeling good. This is Dave Rankin. Thank
I'm
you.
Dave. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
I did not know a friendship could exist that deeply and codependently and almost parentally.
I was going to say best friends or mother and son.
You would never let me dress you.
No, I mean, I ask your opinion about things.
But even that was a long time coming. I remember early on, I was like, I found a hoodie for you. It was on sale. Honey, if it's on sale, I'm buying it. Don't care who it's for. And you were like, no, thank you. And I was like, why? It was literally the exact same brand, the exact same material. And he's like, it's not my hoodie. You said that shit to me like within the first year. And I was like, oh, well, you never get nothing nice from me again. And that kind of shut it down.
See, I'm feeling the shame now.
Oh,
that.
No. We have to diffuse it. We have to diffuse it. Things are fine now. But my God, to be no. Sophia and Dave, where Dave just takes tops. He just takes the tops and wears them.
Oh, all the shame in my face.
I want to have a friend like Dave, and I want you to be like a Max who will accept that friendship in my life. Would you be okay if I had like a really close male friend who I dressed and made up songs with and hung out with all the time?
I.
All right. You know what? You'll answer next week. You guys, if you want to weigh in, if you got some hot takes, hit us up. On Twitter, we are at Naomi and Andy. Individually, I am at Blacktress, and Andy is at Andy Beckerman.
On Instagram, we're at Couples Therapy Pod, and the website is couplestherapypod.com. Also, if you can subscribe to the show, please do it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from. Leave us a review. It really helps the show if you can.
Yes.
I don't know what the algorithm is, but it does something. So
we
if
need
you have,
those stars, baby.
If you have 30 seconds, if you're at work and your
don't
boss...
Don't want to do your job.
which just, most of us don't want to do.
I get it. Who isn't weary?
When I had day jobs, I would nap when I could in wherever I could. Either the bathroom or where the supplies are. I would take walks, a lot of stuff. You're giving me a look now. So what else can we tell you? We have live dates coming up. Why not go see us live? We're here in Los Angeles on December 1st, our monthly show at the Virgil. Naomi, who's on the show? This is fantastic. These are great friends of ours.
We've got Hayes Davenport and Sean Clemens, who co-host the podcast Hollywood Handbook. We've got Joel Kim Booster and Brendan Scannell. We've got Noah Gardenschwartz and Esther Steinberg.
Emmy award-winning Noah Gardenschwartz. Has Hayes ever won an Emmy yet?
I don't know. Probably.
Your old coworker, Hayes?
You guys, what we're saying is it's a cavalcade of stars. Get your tickets.
If you want to get tickets, you can go to couplestherapypod.com, and there's a little thing at the top that says See Us Live. Also, we're going to be back in New York, and we're doing a show at Union Hall, a special Sunday show.
Yes, Sunday, December 16th, 5 p.m. at Union Hall. Oh, don't you love it? 5 p.m., you'll be home before it even gets dark.
That's the adulting slot. That's where Michelle and Jordan do their show, Adulting.
It will be a great time. We will have a dope lineup for you. So if you are in New York, come check that out. You guys, good talking to you.
Yeah, I hope you guys have a good Thanksgiving. Naomi, do you think we will?
Oh, I'm certain we will. I have no doubt.
You're going to force it into existence to make me happy? Question mark? Is that why?
Yes, to make you happy, honey.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Katie Couric.
I'm Bozma St. John.
I'm an award-winning journalist, if I do say so myself.
And I'm a hot-to-trot, trailblazing marketing executive.
And we're very confident. We wanted to combine Boz's business and branding expertise
with Katie's natural curiosity
to create a podcast responding to this moment in time.
Welcome to Back to Biz
with Katie and Boz.
Each week, we'll interview innovators, creatives, and CEOs
to find out how our pandemic present will forever change the business of tech and media,
travel and leisure,
education and sports,
fashion and pop culture.
Because in many ways, this has been a really dark time, but it's also a time for reassessing, recalibrating, and finding the light.
We're doing 10 episodes, and you can catch them every Thursday.
So listen to Back to Biz with Katie and Boz
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Young world, the world is yours. It is I, OCT, the producer of the Baller Alert Show podcast, featuring none other than myself
and the kid Ferrari Simmons
with your favorite Ethiopian Sue Solo.
The Baller Alert Show podcast is here for you, keeping you in the know with the latest of your favorite celebrities, current events, and providing free games to the listeners in need.
So join the talk of the town because it's going down.
It's the Baller Alert Show podcast, baby.
Don't you ever forget.
We not only cover the latest in entertainment,
but we're bringing you the entertainment directly from the source.
That's right. We have celebrity guest hosts, exclusive interviews,
and it all goes down on the Baller Alert Show podcast. We are your number one source for the culture.
So like DJ Khaled says, don't ever play yourself. Join the conversation today.
Head on over to the Baller Alert Show and join me, Ferrari Simmons.
Join me, Sue Solo.
And it's all produced by me, OCT, on the Baller Alert Show podcast.
Available on iHeartRadio app,
on Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.